March 12, 1980, and I'm Sandra Curtis in the home of Jane Blaffer Owen, her home on 300 Pine Road in Houston, and Kenneth D.
Yes.
Owen, too. And we thought today we'd begin our discussion about the history of the Blaffer family and their many accomplishments and achievements in Houston and Texas. And I thought we might start just, if you'd give us a sort of a short history of the beginnings of your family's interest in the arts and their support of the arts. You could sort of start from there. Wasn't it your mother who sort of was the originator, or did it start even before your mother?
My mother was an art mother from the day she was born. And so, that's the term for land passage. To which an English father and Scottish mother had brought her. Grandfather Campbell had his offices in Houston in those days, because he told his family that it was an alligator swamp and not fit to bring up a family. And he commuted from this beautiful hill town, mm-hmm. of which reminded him of Scotland. As you may recall, many Scots and Englishmen settled in San Antonio.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was hillier than Houston and drier,
right.
And felt it was a good place to bring up their cattle and their children.
How did they commute?
By train. There was a overnight train from, you see how my tongue switches to P instead of T, overnight train from Houston to land passes.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd spend, like an English gentleman, the long weekends in the country and then come to the Texas Company building here.
Mm-hmm.
When it was dismantled, incidentally, I claimed the escutcheon above the front door, which had been carved in Italy. Two lovely figures holding the emblem Texas Company, and above that a beautiful star. And I claimed that, and well, I bought it from the marble junkyard.
What did you do with it?
Took it with me to my adopted home, which was New Harmony, Indiana, and made a bench of it.
Fantastic.
In my garden. So my Texas star followed me
to
Indiana. But Grandfather Campbell came from an aristocratic English family. He was a first cousin to Sir Thomas Campbell, the poet.
Mm-hmm.
And so Mother grew up with poetry quoted in her home, and art continually discussed.
Mm-hmm.
And Grandfather Campbell was early director of the Texas Company and was just beginning to be an affluent person before he died. And although they were never poor, the Texas Company stock, as everyone knows, grew in importance and value. So the collection which he would have made had he lived,
mm-hmm.
Mother began when she married my father. And it was interesting that Grandfather Campbell introduced Mother to her husband. They were both Spindletop in 1901.
Fantastic.
As so many enterprising young people were.
Mm-hmm.
One of Grandfather Campbell's earliest associates there was Burke Roach, who was the younger brother of the Earl of Roach. And